This is Fresh Air. There's a new box set of recordings that trumpeter and singer Louis Armstrong made between 1946, when he'd been recording for decades, and 1966, 5 years before his death. Jazz critic Kevin Whitehead says it's mostly for Armstrong experts, but it's also a fascinating look at an artist at work.
King Arthur was a hero who was famous everywhere. He had a big round table because he couldn't stand a square. You don't learn that in school. I said you don't learn that in school. Oh, there ain't no doubt about it. Learn that in school.
Louis Armstrong, 1947, on his last recording as big band leader. It's in a new 7-CD Armstrong box from mail order champs Mosaic Records, the complete Columbia and RCA Victor studio sessions, 1946 to 1966. It's really three sets in one. The first two discs chart Armstrong's 78s and singles, mostly from 1946 and 7, when he was turning away from his orchestra towards smaller groups. He had occasional lip trouble, but still struck his notes like a hammer on a silver anvil. The middle chapter of Mosaic's new Armstrong box looks at a couple of repertory projects his All-Stars recorded in the mid-1950s. The first album, one of his best, was devoted to blues and songs by W.C. Handy, that artful polisher and embellisher of traditional blues lyrics and melodies. The band eats it up like an 11-course dinner. 20 alternate takes and rehearsal extracts let you hear the music take shape. This stuff is really for Armstrong nerds, but there are some finds here, like this passage from St. Louis Blues with trumpet behind Velma Middleton, the way Louis backed blues singers in the 1920s.
Hey, I hate to see that evening sun go down. Yes, I hate to see that evening sun go down. It makes me feel like I'm on my last go-round.
George Avakian, who produced the 1954 Handy Sessions, spliced together solos and vocals from several takes to make the album versions. Hearing full takes that he drew from lets you hear how the sausage got made and how much fun they were having. The All-Stars played New Orleans-style traditional jazz at the highest level, not least on this session, which lit a fire under trombonist Trummy Young. They all came back the following year for a sequel of Fats Waller tunes. It's good, but less explosive. The weirdest Waller in the new Armstrong box is a miniaturized Ain't Misbehavin' with an altered lyric, part of an ad campaign for an electric razor.
I feel ecstatic. I'm having fun. My roll-o-matic will make me the smoothest one. Ain't misbehaving. I'm shaving myself for you.
Part 3 of Mosaic's new Armstrong set focuses on composer Dave Brubeck and lyricist Iola Brubeck's big-hearted musical about jazz as a medium of cultural exchange the Real Ambassadors. The tunes were recorded in 1961, sung by Armstrong, Carmen McRae, and the trio Lambert, Hendricks, and Ross. To my ears, it has not aged well, though Armstrong is perfectly cast as himself, a figure beloved around the world, whose tours help serve American foreign policy.
Remember who you are and what you represent. Jelly rolling bases helps us to invent a weapon that no other nation has, especially the Russians can't claim jazz. Remember who you are and what you represent. Represent.
That's hardly the worst of it. The didactic story has pops on the road encounter some mixed up Africans from a made up country. But the alternate takes yield one treasure, an early version of the ballad Summer Song with a disarmingly vulnerable vocal.
Now love to me is like a summer day. If it ends, the memories will stay. Still in warm and peaceful. Now the days are getting long. I can sing my summer song. I hear.
After that somber take, Brubeck put it in a brighter key and Armstrong punched it up, put more Satchmo in it. There are other treasures in this Armstrong anthology, such as Pops trading licks with electric guitar or with singing trombonist Jack Teagarden, and multiple takes of his 1955 hit Mack the Knife, including a celebrated sequence where Lewis does his best to get German singer Lotta Lenya to swing the ending.
Oh, the line falls on the right, dear.
Now that Mack is back in town.
Armstrong's complete Columbia and RCA Victor studio sessions, 1946 to 1966, contains only one single from that final year. The A-side is a new show tune he was assigned in the wake of Hello Dolly, a new tune that suited him a little better, even with the plinking banjo. All in all, this set confirms the sheer variety of the mature Armstrong studio sides and shows how much work went into making them sound casual and spontaneous.
No use permitting some prophet of doom. Wipe every smile away. Life is a cabaret, old chum. Come to the cabaret. The wine.
Kevin Whitehead is the author of the new book, Play the Way You Feel, The Essential Guide to Jazz Stories on Film. He reviewed Louis Armstrong, the complete Columbia and RCA Victor studio sessions, 1946 to 1966, from the mail order Mosaic label. This is Fresh Air.